Folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton. You might remember last week we had Mr. Mike Pullen with Briscoe Spices on with us, and Mike was telling us about canning meats, specifically canning elk and venison. Well, I've got a question. I've got some feral hog hams and backstrap in the freezer. It was about 125-pound sow. It's good pork. But we want to talk this week about canning pork. Mike, again, sir, thank you a lot for spending some time with us.
Well, thanks for having me on again, Luke.
You know, I know last week a lot of people were interested in the canning of meat. It probably at first maybe intimidated a few people like it did me years ago, but it's a simple process. How about pork? How about canning pork? Is that a whole lot different than doing venison?
No, actually, you can do it the same way. You can do the raw pack, we just want to kind of switch up the seasoning we're going to put in there. We're not going to want to put au jus base because that's more of a beef base. We're going to use something that we sell here called Old Smoky Ham Base, which simply you just replace it with your canning salt, and it gives just a slight smoky flavor, but a really good pork flavoring, in with that juice.
So the basic procedure of a quart, about 85 or 90 minutes to pressure it, a quart of meat, and then a pint is, once you have it in your pressure cooker, a pint is, how long would you keep it under pressure, Mike?
Yeah, you want to keep the pints under pressure for about 75 minutes. I always allow, so when you start off, I'll get that canner going, and I do it on a medium heat, and without the weight on the lid, and let it build its pressure and build its steam head. And once you see steam coming out of the lid, the little petcock on the lid, then once there's a good flume of steam, that means that the steam has completely filled the canner. We're going to put the 10-pound weight on top, and we're going to start our timer. And then we'll turn the temperature down a little bit because the pressure will help keep the temp up, and it doesn't require very much heat for the 75 minutes for the pints or 90 minutes for the quarts.
Now, the pork, I'm trying to think of ways that I would use the pork, but it's going to have a little bit of a ham taste, right?
Yeah, no, not necessarily, because there's no nitrates in it, so it's not going to, it's going to be more like just like a pork roast, but it'll have a slight, just a slight smoky flavor, because you're not hardly using any of the base. You know, you're only using like a teaspoon for pints and a tablespoon for the quarts, so it doesn't have a lot of smoke in that small amount. But there's so many ways to use it. You can use it for, you know, just like a pork roast, gravy and mashed potatoes for a dinner. You can, one of my favorite things to do with it is chop it up, put it in a frying pan, some jalapenos, some peppers, and do like a pork burrito with it. You can use it for breakfast meat as well. You know, you do the peppers and fry a little bit of that pork up and put some eggs and cheese in it and do like a breakfast burrito with it. It's wonderful.
You have triggered old Luke's brain here. Or take a little olive oil and put some fresh garlic in there with a little jalapeno. Just saute that and then drain that before you put the meat in there. There's a million ways that you could use this, isn't it? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Pulled pork sandwich, you know, you pull it out of there, you mash the stuff up, put a little bit of barbecue sauce on it and heat it up and just have a like a pulled pork sandwich.
You bet. Well, Mike, we are just about out of time. Folks can go online to Frisco Spices, FRISCO, FriscoSpices.com, or they could give a call. If they say they need more information or need to talk to somebody, get some more tips, what's a good number for them to call?
Yeah, if it's their first time of doing it, I would probably suggest to call 800-762-6689 and then just talk to Mike or Ben and let us know that it's your first time so that we're sure to get the cooking instructions in with the au jus base, so when you you get it, you don't, you know, you can always call back if you have a question or whatever when you're getting ready to do it as well.
I'm with you. Well, Mike, thanks again, and we'll get you back again, and we'll talk some more outdoor cooking. How about it?
Well, thanks for having me on again, Luke.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from Sniper Hog Lights, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Shock Strap, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Night Sight, and Air Force Air Guns.